Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called One of Us, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Sophie Lynn and her mom, Nicole, Bo, Cora, Quinn, Jameson, Ethan, Vera, and Hazel, and the rest of their very large family, Tilly and her family from Kansas City, Jasmine and Joshua and their family all the way from Melbourne, Australia, and Claire and Julia and their family from right here in Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Julia, Claire, Joshua, Jasmine, Tilly, Hazel, Vera, Ethan, Jameson, Quinn, Cora, Bo, Nicole, and Sophie Lynn. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. Today, Stories Podcast would like to say a big thank you to this week's sponsor, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Literally everyone in my family has some kind of allergy or weird food preference, and I get so anxious trying to meal plan for them. But HelloFresh made getting family dinner on the table fuss-free, and they all loved the delicious Korean beef bibimbap dinner I made. I've never cooked anything like that before, but I felt confident following the step-by-step recipe instruction cards. And more important, this week I got to spend less time toiling over my grocery list and more time with the people I love. HelloFresh even makes cleanup minimal with their one-pot recipes, so cooking and cleaning doesn't have to feel like a massive chore when you get home from work. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/StoriesPodcast30 and enter promo code StoriesPodcast30. That's HelloFresh.com/StoriesPodcast30 with promo code StoriesPodcast30 for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode. One of Us. Once upon a time, there was a happy little forest. All the trees, from the mightiest oak to the skinniest maple, lived together in harmony. All was quiet in the forest, except for the pleasant rustle of leaves in the wind and the bright, trilling call of the birds that flitted from limb to limb. Until, one day, a group of humans moved nearby. At first, they kept their distance, busying themselves with all kinds of strange chores. They'd fetch water from the river instead of drinking it out of the ground with roots. They'd eat fruits and vegetables instead of just using the sun's light. They'd even try to wander into the forest, which the trees were very worried about. They all got together, all the oaks and elms and maples and alders and pines, and they had a great meeting of the trees. After much grumbly arguing and rustling of leaves and creaking of branches, the trees decided that to keep the humans from invading, they would let one person into their forest. One and only one. The trees told their decision to the humans as a whisper of leaves on the wind, and all of the humans were very excited. They all got together, all the women and men and kids and babies, and they had a great meeting. After much grumbly arguing and waving of arms and stomping of feet, the humans decided on three possible people to take advantage of the trees' generous offer. Each would present themselves to the forest, and the trees would make the final decision. The first was a clever man who had invented a device to get the sap out of trees. He would hammer in a little tap and hang a bucket, and it would slowly fill with delicious syrup. It worked on many of the trees, but maple was the best of them all. The second was a wonderful baker who specialized in desserts. Currently, her selection was pretty limited, but the humans knew that if she had access to the trees, she could make new and amazing concoctions. They thought of apple pies and peach cobblers and maple rolls, and their mouths watered. The third was a woodcutter, with a long and gleaming axe. He promised the humans that if he was given access to the forest, he could chop down the trees for their wood. Wood the humans could use to make bigger homes and better goods. It wouldn't work out well for the trees, but the humans didn't really think about that. Once the humans had their three candidates, the trees invited the first to enter the forest. The maple tapper walked up to the forest, his invention held tightly in one trembling hand. A dense crisscross of trunks and branches blocked the path into the heart of the woods.
"Stop, human," said the trees. "Why should you be the one who was allowed into our forest?"
The maple tapper looked around nervously, licking his lips, his entire body shaking.
I only want a bit of your sap for syrup," he said. It won't hurt you at all, and we'll just take a bit of sap."
The trees muttered and grumbled. It sounded like a creature crashing through the brush.
"Why should we share our syrup with you?"
It's just a little. We would be really grateful. To make up for it, I'd keep the termites and woodpeckers off of your trunks and make sure your saplings got plenty of water."
"How can we trust you?"
"Oh, you can see the tap right here," he said, holding up his invention.
"Bah, a hideous thing of fire and metal. It doesn't belong here, and neither do you," the trees roared, and the forest shook with thunder. "Begone!"
The inventor clutched his tap and fled from the forest. After allowing time for their bark to settle, the trees called the next human to come and make their case. The baker walked into the forest, a wide smile on her wide face. She smelled of cinnamon and cloves and sweet butter all mixed with honey. As it had with the maple tapper, a dense crisscross of trunks and branches blocked the path into the heart of the woods.
"Stop, human," said the trees. "Why should you be the one who is allowed into our forest?"
"Hello there," she said. "I'd like to gather some of your fruit for my desserts. I'd make pies and cakes and turnovers, and I'd always share them with y'all, of course."
"You share with us? We have no use for human food. The better question is why we should share with you."
"Well, it would be awfully nice of y'all, don't you think? You're not really using the fruit anyway, and if you were giving me fruit, I'd be sure to help keep you healthy. I could keep away the pests and bind broken branches after storms and whatever else y'all needed."
"Not using the fruit? Our fruit has seeds. How would we spread and grow our forest?"
"Well, like I said, I'd just take a little fruit and I'd help you out in exchange. I think it would be a good deal."
"Bah! You steal our future. You'd purloin our destiny. No, human. The seeds belong in the forest, unlike yourself."
The trees roared, and the forest shook with thunder.
"Begone!"
After allowing time for their branches to calm, the trees called the next human to come and make their case. The woodcutter sauntered into the forest. He had a great beard that hid a crooked smile, and his eyes seemed to flash with laughter. He held his shoulders tall and square, and he seemed as solid as the trees that towered all around him. As it had with the maple tapper and the baker, a dense crisscross of trunks and branches blocked the path into the heart of the woods.
"Not another step, human," said the trees. "Why should you be the one who is allowed to enter into our forest?"
"Why, I'm practically one of you," said the woodcutter.
This confused the trees. They groused and grumbled, leaves shaking down and seesawing lazily to the forest floor.
"Explain yourself! We only see a human!"
With a wide grin, the woodcutter pointed his thumb over his back, where the wooden handle of his axe was slung.
Knowing trees hated metal, he wisely kept the blade of the axe hidden in a leather sheath.
"Look, he speaks truly,"
the trees said with wonder.
"The handle there is good tree wood, and it looks well cared for."
"Of course," said the woodcutter with a wide, disarming smile. "I care for it nightly, rubbing the wood with oils to keep it well preserved and healthy." The trees were well impressed by this answer.
"The handle is one of us," they said,
and the wind took their words and spread it all through the forest, so the woodsmen heard it 100 times from 100 directions from 100 voices. The dense crisscross of trunks and branches that blocked the path into the heart of the woods began to shiver and shake. Then, as the woodcutter watched, they pulled aside and opened a path into the heart of the forest.
"Thanks for the welcome," said the woodcutter.
And then, before the trees knew what was happening, the woodcutter limbered his axe and began to lay about them, cutting down oak, maple, and elm all alike. The woodcutter and his axe cleared a wide path through the forest, and before long, the trees didn't have strength enough to keep others out. More men came, more axes came, and soon, where the happy little forest once stood, there were big patches of cleared earth and tall human homes, all made of wood. The remaining trees came together and moved on. They put their seeds to the wind and traveled across the land, growing anew. They had learned this lesson and learned it hard. It's dangerous to judge by looks alone. In solemn voices, they told their sprouts and saplings that it wasn't what humans showed on their faces, but what they carried in their hearts that mattered. And so, other trees, other forests, learned from their mistakes. And the next time humans came, they let in the tappers, the bakers, the hikers and the painters, the climbers, the rangers, and the old picture takers, but never, ever, the woodcutters. The end. Today's story, One of Us, was inspired by an old Turkish proverb and written for you by Daniel Hines, performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with songs by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.